Just raise your hands right there where you're at. Just raise your hands right there where you're at. Those viewing online, there in your living rooms or wherever you might be viewing this broadcast, just raise your hands right there where you're at. The song says, just to be in the presence of the Lord, I give my everything. Father, here this day, we thank you for your grace and mercy that allows us to be in your presence here this morning. Even though we're living in an end time darkened world, Lord, what a privilege to be able to stand in your presence here this morning. Something that the work of the enemy cannot stop. I pray that you speak through me here this day, Lord, unto your people. In your precious name we pray, and we all say in one accord, amen, amen. You may have your seats, amen. Worship team, you may have your seats as well. I'm very honored to be able to share the word here this beautiful Sunday morning. I know we got some snow, and I know it's freezing cold out there. But the work of the Lord continues to go forward. Amen. I'm real excited to share here this day, for a lot of the things that the Lord gave me years ago are coming to pass right now. And I really believe that this year is going to be a real seeing it with your very own eye, to be able to believe what the Lord has spoken shall come to pass. So I'm real excited. As I was with Pastor Felipe in the office before the service started, amen. I believe last Sunday there was like 288 views, just a little bit short of 300, amen. Let's give the Lord a good clap offering. And these are people locally here in Milwaukee, but from different states also viewing. So because of that, I want to just take my time right now and thanking those that have been viewing through Facebook. And now also we're on YouTube as well. So we just want to thank you for, you know, coming on and watching the service. Amen. And I know that some of you just can't make it, and it's totally, totally understood. And I believe some of you are just probably waiting for it to get a little safer or whatever it may be. But I still want to acknowledge you all viewing on Facebook. Amen. And that there's a church greater than what's taking place here within the house of God, amen, that a lot of people are tuning into right now. So I just want to just acknowledge those that have been viewing through Facebook and now are able to also view on YouTube, amen. So let's give a good clap offering for those on Facebook that have been viewing the services, amen. So with that, here this day, I'm privileged to be able to speak a part two message. I started speaking last week, and we didn't get past the first few verses in regards to Paul. But the title of the message is Limited Power versus Unlimited Power. Amen? And this is part two of Limited Power versus Unlimited Power. It's going to be a real simple message, simple teaching. Amen. And I just pray that you be focused, take notes, do what you have to do to retain the way of the word of the Lord. As Brother Alberto was saying, it's saying that, you know, things got to be done 21 times. And I've heard it said to become a habit. You know, how many want to make some good habits take place within your life? Amen. And if we can have all kinds of bad habits, amen, or BC, or have a few bad habits still that need pending, tending to, amen. If we can have bad habits, we can surely have good habits, healthy habits, amen, that will prosper your life, my life, and the body of Christ all around the world, amen. So, and like Pastor Felipe and Roberto were saying, we have 4 days left within this fast, and I We serve such a big God, such a big God that if you haven't fasted one day and there's 4 days left, it's like the 11th hour when God was looking for workers in the vineyard, amen. And he found some early in the morning, the midday, and then at the real end, he found that some that went to work in the vineyard just for 1 hour. And when it was time to pay up everybody, he paid the ones that worked all day. They had agreed to a certain amount and they got their money. But then they saw what he gave the ones that just worked 1 hour. And it was, you know, the same amount and they only worked 1 hour. And those that worked all day thought that was unfair. Those that fasted 21 days, some might think it's unfair that God would bless you just coming on at the end, jumping on the bandwagon at the end to get the blessings of those that have been faithful starting from day one of the 21-day fast. But that is the God we serve of grace and mercy. And if he wants to bless his daughters, if he wants to bless his sons on the real end of the fast, he can do that. He can do that. Amen. So let's encourage those to get on these last 4 days instead of player hating and saying, well, why did it? Amen. Let's be encouraging because we know what the Lord can do it in just in 1 second in his presence. Amen. So maybe next year you'll start at the beginning of the 21-day fast. So once again, we want to acknowledge those on Facebook, the few that might be tuning in this day on YouTube. We acknowledge you here this day and are very grateful that you're coming on the broadcast and viewing the messages. I believe here this morning the Lord is going to speak a very simple message, part two, and I'm just going to go over a little bit of last week and not get stuck there again, amen, and just as a platform to go into this morning's message, amen. Philippians chapter 1, verse 20 through 24. Some of you might be saying, Pastor, you covered everything but Green Bay. There's nothing to cover, amen? There's nothing to cover. I would have rather had them lose by 30 points than to lose like that. But it is what it is. Amen. As we go to God's word, that always has victory. Amen. As we go to God's word, that always has victory, even on a cold day, a bad day with Green Bay losing, we can still have the victory. See, the world can't give you victory all the time. They can't, you know, secure it, a victory for you. But the Lord can. Amen. And that's why today we're going to learn, amen, two types of power. We're going to be speaking about two types of powers. One that is limited, that is of the enemy, and the other one that is unlimited, that is of the Lord. Paul speaking, for I fully expect and hope that I will never be ashamed, but that I will continue to be bold for Christ as I have been in the past. And I trust that my life will bring honor to Christ, whether I live or die. For to me, living means living for Christ, and dying is even better. So here we... But if I live, I can do more fruitful work for Christ. So I really don't know which is better. I'm torn between the two desires. I long to go to be with Christ, which would be far better for me. But for your sakes, tell yourself, but for my sake, it is better that I continue to live. We already prayed, so let's get into the message here this morning. Here we find Paul speaking bold, being certain that he had not only gotten off to a good work in the past, but that he was certain that he was going to continue the good work that Christ started within his life. Because as great as the religion that he had within his life and taking him the wrong way, he knew because of the experience he had on the road to Damascus, the experience he had with Christ, that there was an unlimited power that he had never tapped into. And he was a Christian, believing and thinking he was going the right way, doing the right things. And I believe a lot of time religion can lead Christians to think and believe that they're going the right way, doing the right things, and that they're even tapping into the unlimited power of the Lord. And the truth is, religion will always mislead your life and put a Jesus twist on it to allow you to be deceived and think that you're going the right, to think that you're operating under the power of the Holy Spirit, the unlimited power. So here Paul is convinced that the power of religion was so much weaker than that unlimited power that he experienced that day when Jesus met up with him there on the road to Damascus. He was able to see and know and walk that the power of the enemy was limited, very limited, when Christ made himself known to him. And he was bold and certain of the unlimited power of God within his life. Whether he lived or died, he knew he would be with Christ. I want to speak to you here this morning about the unlimited power that Christ has for your life. That comes with promises, that comes with a process for each and every one of our lives. The unlimited power within the life of Paul came with the process. But as great as the process was, amen, he still knew that the plan of God for his life and to work through his life was greater than the limited power of the enemy, and also was greater than the process he had to endure in bringing forth the gospel. Amen? And that's what I want to speak about here this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. I shared with the man on the next man up that gathering we had a few weeks ago. And I was just going to use this verse, and then the Lord really opened it up, amen, and showed me how much was really in these verses right here. And it's just one verse, verse 13. Let's read. Once again, Paul speaking, and he's speaking about temptations, the process, the attack of the enemy, the work of the Lord. The limited power versus the unlimited power. Amen? And the Bible reads the temptations in your life. Making it personal here this day. How many know as soon as you wake up you're being tempted? Not just only to do drugs, tempted to, sin, but tempted in many ways of the works of the enemy. Amen? To not fulfill the call of God upon your life. Tempted. Some of you were tempted to not to come to church today. All I got to do is tell Pastor it was really cold and my car got snowed in, plowed in. And you were tempted not to come to church today because of the weather conditions. And sadly to say, some are viewing through Facebook. I just lifted you guys up and I'm going to poke you now. Amen? That some of you contemplate that thought, the temptation came like it came to all. And you say, I'm going to lay down today. I'm going to run with the temptation. I'm still going to view it on Facebook. I'm thinking even of checking out YouTube to see if it works good if I can get back at the pastor. And some of you didn't come to church today because of the weather conditions that we're having outside right now. Temptations. The temptations in your life are no different from what others experience. No difference. Read out of the NLT here this morning. And God is faithful. In other words, when we're going through our temptation, God is faithful. Even when we fail under the temptation, God is still faithful. See, we have a God that is faithful regardless whether we're going the right way or the wrong way, making the right decisions or making the wrong decisions. Whether we're operating in limited power or unlimited power, we have a God that is faithful, that loves his sons, that loves his daughters. He's faithful, always faithful. And God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand when you are tempted. He will show you a way out so that you, once again, you being personal, can endure. I want to speak three points here in this verse 13 of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, what we just read. And the first point is that the temptations in your life, in my life, the temptations you face, I face, Jesus faced, Paul faced, are no different. The temptations that the enemy uses tells us this. If he thought he was good enough to tempt Jesus there in the wilderness, amen, at the beginning of his ministry, if he tempted Paul, you best believe that he's going to tempt us also. And the Bible says that temptations in your life are no different from what others experience. Tells us if one man or one sister can make it, we can all make it. Because have you ever heard somebody, well, pastor or the leader, Pastor Felipe, Jason, well, you don't know my story. You don't know what happened to me. And we may not know your story. We may not know all the details. But we do know what the word of the Lord says. That there's no difference when what others experience, amen, within the temptations that you and I face every day. So I want you to be encouraged, not discouraged, but encouraged here this day. If there can be a pastor, if there can be a leadership, that you too can be raised up, even if the enemy is tempting you right now, or you have failed with the temptations of the enemy. Paul clearly says that the temptations in your life, that there's no difference. In other words, there's no excuses why you and I can't make it. And the reason a man or a woman, a young adult at times does not make it is because they remain operating in limited power. Limited power. So when the tempter comes to tempt us, we respond in limited power. We respond, and many Christians operate in limited power, and that's why at times they're at church, at times they're not at church, and some go back to the world because they get saved, but they stay in that limited power, a limited power that can only do good when times are good. But a limited power that cannot be successful and fulfill the plan of God upon a man's life, a woman's life, and a young adult's life, Because they're in that limited power. Tell your neighbor, you need unlimited power of God. Tell your neighbor, and fasting is one way to acquire that unlimited power. The second point I want to make here is that the Bible says that God is faithful. God is faithful, and that He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. And I believe even when we're in limited power, in the very beginning part of our walk and journey with the Lord, under limited power, that I believe God is faithful. Because how can we get to a place of maturity if God is not faithful when we're immature? When we don't even know the language of Christianity yet, that we don't even understand the unlimited power that God brings a man, a woman, a young adult through grace and mercy. So I believe even when some get saved at the very beginning, you're operating in limited power, that God is with you. And He understands that you're at the infant stage of your life as He being your father. And I believe He understands that. Just as a mother or father needs to care for an infant that can't provide for themselves or cook or eat for themselves, things have to be done for them. So I believe there's a season within each and every one of our lives that God gives us more grace and mercy and carries us through temptations that normally we would fail in. But because He knows that we're young, He carries us through the temptation. He does not remove the temptation. But I believe in every man's life, in every woman's life, in young adults' life, we need to reach a place where we learn how to walk with the Lord. Where we learn how to tap into the unlimited power of the Lord. And that's our responsibility. Whether staying in limited power or going to unlimited power is our responsibility. It's something that falls on our part of doing. If we want to be that man of God in the making, that woman of God, that young adult in the making, that matures in the things of the Lord, to be able to operate in the unlimited power. In other words, to be able to operate not only in the good times, but still to be able to operate in the hard times, under the times of temptation, the bombarding of the work and the lies of the enemy, that we would be able to remain faithful because God is faithful. I put here, God will not take the temptation away, but He will allow it. He will allow the temptation that comes from the enemy to come your way. He'll allow it. And sometimes a lot of Christians that never grow and mature in the things of the Lord ask themselves and ask whoever their best friend is, why did God allow this to happen to my life? If He is a loving God, why would He call me to fail? When the Bible tells us that He won't remove the temptation of the enemy, but that He will allow it. That He will allow it. But the good news is that He is faithful to not let the temptation from the devil not be more than you can stand. So some of you are facing a heavy temptation right now. You're finding heart to shake. It's there every day. You wake up with it. You go to sleep with it. All during the day, it's on your mind. You're not trying to discern whether it's from the work of the enemy or the Lord. You know it's the work of the enemy. You're able to discern and you know it's a work of the enemy. And this temptation allows you to feel me at times that there's no way out. That there's no way we're ever going to get past this area within our lives because the temptation is too great for us to continue with the Lord, too great for us to mature, too great for us to tap in to the unlimited power of the Lord. Matter of fact, at times we can feel powerless to the temptation. I've tried everything. It's still there. I'm still thinking about it. I've tried everything. And yet the temptation, the work of the enemy, is still there. It's in your mind. You're thinking about it. You know it's the devil. But you can't shake it. You feel that there's just no way out of this temptation. And that eventually you're going to fall to it. Because you're getting weaker and weaker to the temptation. The good news here this morning, I thank the Lord that it's not by the way we think about the temptation, but what the word of the Lord says about the tempter and the temptation that he may be trying to use right now. That temptation of the enemy that God allows to take place in your life, in my life, comes with a limited power. The power is limited, and there is a way out. The Bible says, and God is faithful, he will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, it's not if we're going to get tempted, it's when you're going to get tempted. He will show you a way out so that you can endure. So whatever you're facing right now, I'll give you one of mine in the real beginning. Besides the smoking cigarettes, it was the opposite sex. It was so strong in my life that I didn't even pray for God to take it away. Because it was just not even worth praying about. Aren't you happy you have a pastor that keeps it real? But I'm going back 25 years, people. You come back. It was so powerful in my life that God was just going to have to work with me regardless. It was so powerful that there was no way out of it that I didn't even bring it to the Lord because it was just not going to work. It wasn't going to happen. So why waste my time on that? I'll stay praying on him to take the drugs away from me because that one was not going to happen. The drug one, I no longer wanted it in my life. I knew it was destroying my life, so I kept giving it to the Lord. But the opposite sex one, I kind of wanted it there. I'm just freshly saved, fresh out of prison. And it was something I really didn't want removed from my life. It was as if it was not even a temptation. It was a way of life, a way of thinking. From elementary school to junior high school, chasing the girls around, clubbing 7 days a week in the clubs. I did it for so many years. The more girls you were with, the more popular you were. And it was an area in my life that I would not even bring to the Lord. I believe some of you have temptations that are still getting the best of you because you don't want it there, but you're still feeding it. You're still feeding it, which is keeping it strong in your life. And there's some things that we don't want in our life, but we remain, you know, putting a little bowl of milk for the cat at the front step. That cat going to show up over and over. Well, I'm just going to put this milk for the little kitty, just in case it comes. No, it's coming. The kitty, kitty coming. Poor kitty. And sometimes you feel sorry for him or her to allow them to continue to entertain the way you think, the way you move, the things you got to do to go through the process of the opposite sex. It's a knockout punch of the enemy. And God only removed that from my life because I married a woman called Marlene. The day I got married with my life, I got to keep this one PG. If I was in the rehab, I would let it all out right now. But the day I married my wife, since I've been with my wife, I haven't touched a woman, got a girl's phone number, nothing. Nothing. It was as if God used the blessing of my life to bring an end to something that was not good for my life. You see, there's times that God will bring something in your life that is so good that it will replace what you've been battling with, fighting with for years. And that's why we got to continue to grow and tap into the unlimited power, because what you can't do alone, God will bring somebody into your life, bring something into your life to be able to cancel out what you thought could never be done, the impossible, the miracle. And I would have to say that it is a miracle, nothing short of a miracle, that I have been with the same woman, the same wife for 23 years and counting now. And happy about it. Not, oh man, I've been married for 23 years. And happy about it. Because she brought a process that removed a lot of things from my life. She still brings a process that is removing a lot of things from my life. You guys want to hear one? It's a fresh one. She's getting nervous. Last night, I brought Jason with me to watch the game with me, right? Me and my wife, Lely, have been watching a movie every night. We stay up night. We've been little lovebirds, amen? She's hugging with me. We watched the whole movie for a week, every night, every night. Love, you want to watch a movie? Yeah, let's watch a movie. It's something new that we're doing, amen, every night. So we're watching a movie tonight, but she don't get mad right now, amen? She has nothing to get mad about. So me and Jason are watching the football game, and she's doing her thing, running in and out, just me and Jason. It gets to the fourth quarter, at the end of the game, and she wants to, can I sit next to you? And she starts yelling for the game. Don't even know who has the football. It's true, Jason. If San Francisco scores, Jason, be obedient to the pastor. Love, Green Bay got the ball right now. She goes, can I sit with you and watch the game? I said, no. And she goes, sits where I pray at that chair. It's a real hard angle on the screen to watch the TV, amen. It's a real, you're watching at an angle. So then she's there. Then she goes, oh, I can't even see the TV. So she gets one of the stools from the table and puts it and sits on the little stool. And I says, my God. I said, we're going to have a counseling session after Jason leaves. So now she's sitting in a real uncomfortable chair, steel stool, why, we got our legs up and comfortable sofas watching the game. And then she finally says, I'm just going to go to my room. I was like, that is the best idea I've heard all day long. I didn't say that, though, right? So ask me if Jason left the house. So Jason left the house, and I go into our bedroom. I says, love, it looked like I was being mean, but I wasn't. We've been together every day and night watching TV, and all of a sudden you want to come with minutes left in the game and start yelling and shouting, not knowing even who has the ball. I'm with spending time with Jason. I don't know how that fits. How did that fit into the message? Oh, she's my process. Iron sharp, she's still my process. And I had to do everything with that look on my face, like when I'm about to preach, a serious look. She goes, "You're so serious, you're so serious." And she knows why I'm so serious when I'm thinking already about tomorrow and the message. She knows me already. She knows me. She finally left. Thank God. My Lord. But I need her in my life. God has done the best work using my wife, even though at times it came through rough times and vice versa. I've given her some rough times that has made her who she is today. Because God is able to use all things for the good. Then Green Bay lost. I says, "Lord, were you getting bad? Was I mean to my wife? I mean, was it my fault that they lost?" Oh. I started taking on the weight of that loss, man. I go, "Man, if Roger only knew it was my fault, man." Started getting all superstitious. "Man, I should have just let her watch the game with us. We might have won." They were going to lose. They were going to lose. It had nothing to do with it. God will allow the enemy to tempt your life, but he will not allow the enemy to tempt you beyond what you can stand under. Tells us that even the temptation, the best temptation that the enemy comes with limited power. The Bible says that the Lord will show you a way out. He's not going to get you by the hand to go the way out. It's like we're in a maze under this temptation, and the maze takes you every which way to the exit, but that the Lord will show you the way out so that you can endure. You got to want out of that temptation. If you want the Lord to show you the way out, you got to want the way out for yourself first. And too many times we kind of hold on, maybe no longer with two hands, but with one hand, a pinky, we still hold on to that temptation. And that he will show you a way out so that you can endure. In other words, when you find the way out, amen, you will endure. It'll make you stronger and stronger and stronger. There's things that you can experience by walking through the way out. Many men never experienced the supernatural power of the Lord, the unlimited power of the Lord. They never get to experience it because they never find the way out. It's when you find the way out that he says he will show you the way out. It's when you walk through the way out that you experience things that you would never experience. There's been a lot of way outs in my life in the process of my 25 years. A lot of way outs, a lot that I found my way out of because I wanted out. I wanted to grow. I want to grow the church. I want to be an example. There's been a lot of way outs that the Lord has shown me that has allowed me to endure. That has made me stronger. When you find the door of the way out, the experience of the door of the way out, you'll increase in power. You will be able to endure. But many never endure because they never find the way out. Instead of looking, because the Bible says he will show you the way out, you're still looking at the temptation. And the temptation don't have to be in front of you. It can be in your mind all by yourself, right there with you. And that seems pretty powerful, but that's limited power. Exposing the enemy right now. Some of you think there's no way out when the Bible says that he will show you a way out so that you can endure. He ain't going to remove the temptation. He's going to use the temptation to show you the way out, to allow you to endure at another level, at another capacity, where you'll be able to show others the way out. Some are caught up right now in that temptation. It's almost like you got the key, but you want to remain in that temptation because you still like it. You got to want the way out for your life in order for the Lord to show you the way out. And I believe the problem is that many don't ever get to experience the way out. And that's why they're not able to endure when the temptation comes or when times get hard. But the good news is that God is faithful and he will not let the temptation from the devil be more than you can stand. Once again, it shows us that the limited power of the devil is limited. It's not all you think it is, as powerful as you think. I understand. When I got out of prison, there was no way that one was leaving my life. No way. I didn't even pray about it. That was my mentality of thinking of that power that was over my life from the devil. But little did I know that one day, a few years later, that the Lord was going to remove it through my wife called Marlene. If it wasn't for Marlene, I would still be out there in the world right now, running around with girls and clubbing or dead. So if you want to watch a movie with me tonight, love, I'm down. Amen? Watch a good one. The third point. Well, that was it. I just spoke it. I read all the notes. It was in my heart. I already read it. But I put here, God will use the temptation of the enemy. He'll allow it. God will use the temptation of the enemy, the limited power to perform the way out, the unlimited power, which I like to call today the miracle. The miracle. God will use the temptation of the enemy, which is the limited power, to perform the way out, what he wants to show you. The unlimited power, better known as the miracle. Again, there's 4 days left in the fast. And you want to fast 5 days with Alberto, you feel free to. Amen? Get on board these last 4 days and allow the Lord to show you the way out of your situation right now. Yeah? For you can endure and you can grow strong in the unlimited power of the Lord. I have a point here. It's a heavy quote I got from Facebook. I wouldn't take the credit if it's not mine. A couple of weeks ago, and this is the quote. It was a brother talking about working out. The guy's running fast and the bikes, and big athletes. And he quoted this. He says, "Don't be upset by the results you didn't get because of the work you didn't do." Don't be upset with your pastor, paraphrasing, with the results you didn't get because of the work you didn't do. People find it so easy to blame everybody because you're not getting the results the other brother's getting or the other sister's getting or the other young adult is getting.
Because we all face the same temptations. But not all do the work. Why does brother such and such get to do it? Why does sister such and such get to? Because they're doing the work. They're finding the way out. They're not perfect. There's still a lot of finding way outs. But every time you find a way out that God has showed you, you become stronger. And then he'll show you another way out, and you become stronger. And then he'll show you another way out that you thought would just never happen, and you become stronger. And before you know it, the years have passed, and you're able to endure the temptations of the enemy because you've been training to get Jesus, to get fasting results. Don't be upset by the results you didn't get because of the work you didn't do. In other words, don't look for fasting results if you didn't fast. But I'm here to let you know, because of God's grace and mercy, that you can look for fasting results in these last 4 days. You can look for it. And God will show you the way out of the trap, of the temptation trap of the enemy. He will show you the way out. The Bible says that he's faithful to it. He's faithful to you and I. He's faithful to the work of the enemy to allow it to bring a greater endurance in your life and my life, to be able to be led of the Lord, showing us the way out and showing us the way out. And before you know it, the Lord is able to lead your life and my life by showing us the way out. Because we're in a darkened world and he is the light of the world. And there's nothing that can hinder or stop the Lord from doing what he wants to do in a man's life or a woman's life and showing the way out. Question: do you want limited power or unlimited power? As the worship team makes their way. What power do you want for this year of 2020? What power do you want? Don't always rebuke the enemy. Let the temptation come, but be looking for the way out, because the Lord, our Father, is wanting to show you That locked door, that closed door, that trap has a way out, has an exit. But many never find the exit, never get the results, because they don't do the work. As we stand this beautiful day, love, whatever song you want to play. The word was for somebody here this day. Pastor, that's it, man. There's no way out. There's no way out, man. I've tried. I've given it my best shot, Pastor. I've tried. Matter of fact, I tried over and over and over, and I'm still stuck. I'm still at that same place. I tried. He ain't changing. She ain't changing. I've tried everything. I'm not getting the results that your word says I'm able to have. I've tried everything. My question would be, have you? Have you really tried everything? Because if you have, according to Scripture, the word of the Lord says that he is faithful to show you the way out. That he is faithful to show you the way out of that maze that you feel that you're in right now. And you've gone through every little trail, back and forth, back and forth. You've tried everything.
But you find yourself still at the same place as if the enemy has unlimited power. That's a lie. His power is limited. There's a way out. And that way out comes from the Father and the Father alone, and by nobody else. And when I learn the way out, I'm able to teach the way out. When Pastor Felipe learns the way out, he's able to teach the way out. And when the next sister learns the way out, she's able to teach the way out. Saying, follow me, man. Follow me as I follow Christ, Paul said. And I'll show you the way out. But this is what you got to do. Follow me. But a lot of times people don't want to follow because the way out represents denying the flesh. Denying what we want. See, sometimes we want the temptation. We want the temptation to come to pass. Because it's about her. It's about him. Devil, I'll let you win. I want her. I want him. When God is allowing it to make you stronger, to see the way out, that is sin and that is wrong. And God illuminates the way out. If all the lights were to turn off, those exit lights stay on. It allows you, even though the room becomes dark, the purpose of that on top is to show the way out. If everything was to turn pitch black, those little lights on top of the door would let you know how to get out. They're by law. You need those in every building. Energy goes off. They're ran by batteries. They kick on. Everybody in a panic, they know how to get out because the exit has been illuminated, lit up. And God is the way out. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. And sometimes the light is on. The light is on. The light is on. The door is there. The door is open. Lord, let this door be open for today's sake. The door's open, but we never walk through the way out. It's in here where you experience the unlimited power of God. The faithfulness of power of God is not God on this side of the door. But it's when you open that door, when the Lord shows you the way out, and you enter to the next door, and you enter to the next door, because he is faithful to take you to every way out, to make you a stronger man of God, a stronger woman of God, a stronger young adult, one that is operating in the unlimited power and promises and grace and mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You gotta want the way out. You gotta want the way out. And as you're wanting it and looking for it, the Father will show you it. Just right there where you're at, just close your eyes. Tell the Lord, with your eyes closed, show me the way out. Because it's usually an operation of the heart, not because you can't see. Some of you just need to close your eyes and say, Lord, show me the way out through my heart. Yes, 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 Lord. Show it the way out, Lord. The way out is your miracle. The way out is God's faithfulness to his word, to you and I. God is faithful. Oh, God is faithful. It don't matter where you've been. It don't matter what you've done. God is faithful. He's faithful. He points the way through his son Jesus. He points the way through the cross of Calvary. God is faithful. And he wants to point the way through your life and my life. Oh, in the name of Jesus. He's the way maker. He's the way maker. He's the faithful way maker in the darkness.
He's the promise keeper. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, allow him to show you the way out. Experience the way out. Experience the way out. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, experience the way out. Oh. God wants to be faithful to his children, to the way out. He'll make a way where there's not a way. He's that stream in the desert. Oh, the unlimited power of God. Yes, 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 yes. He never stops. Because he's faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful. Start today. He's a waymaker. He's a waymaker. There's an exodus in your life right now. There's an exit within your life right now that the enemy cannot stop. There's an exodus about to take place within your life. There's an exodus about to take place in the church of Victor Outreach Milwaukee this new year. There's an exodus. There's a way out to the city of Milwaukee this year of 2022. Oh, hallelujah. If God could show 2 to 3 million slaves out of Egypt, why can't he show all of Milwaukee, 500,000 to a million people out? Why can't he? You know where it starts? It starts with you and me becoming the way out for someone else. But to become the way out, you need to experience that way out for yourself before you can show it to somebody else. Why can't this church show the city of Milwaukee that are in bondage, in religion, addiction, the way out is only found in Christ? Father, here this day, we thank you, we love you, give you all the glory and all the honor, Lord. Oh, I pray, Lord, that you prove to your people, Lord, that you are the way out, the miracle worker, the promise keeper that is faithful, even when we're not faithful, in showing us the way out through the temptation. Woo! That temptation you're facing right now is your way out. That temptation you're facing right now is your way out. It's not a roadblock. It's not bondage. The Lord is allowing the enemy to work. He's allowing it to use it to show you the way out. To show you the way out right now. To show you the way out. Lord, why do these things happen to me? Because I want to show you the way out. Because I want to show you the way out. I want to show you my unlimited power. I want to show you that I'm faithful to my word, that I'm faithful to you, to show you the way out. It's why I allowed it to happen. It's limited, and I'll never allow it to become anything greater
than you can handle. It comes with a way out. In your precious name we pray, and we all say in one accord, amen.
Let's give the Lord a good clap offering here this beautiful Sunday morning. Amen. I'm excited. You should be excited, because there's a way out coming, not only to us, but to this city. God bless each and every one of you all. Once again, those on Facebook, YouTube, we love you. God bless you. And the way out is through your temptation. God bless.